Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Yeah, good afternoon. Can you believe it? Can you believe it's another pledge drive? Come on now, right? You're saying the same thing as me. I thought we just did this. Yeah, but that was May. That was a long time ago. Time flies, doesn't it? I swear, I don't know where 2021, let alone where 2021's going. It's like the pedal is to the metal, right? We are accelerating. And before we know it, you know, I always say once September rolls around, once the fall rolls around, you know, you've got all the holidays. People are sending kids back to school. Then you got that Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we're gonna be writing 2022 before we know it. I don't want to rob you of the rest of your year. We've still got a lot of time left. But I want to thank you before I even begin the show today. You know why I want to thank you? Because you've made it possible for countless souls to be reached over the past several months. Countless souls through the message of truth. They've been inspired. They've been given hope. They've been given truth and rationality and clarity in the light of so much confusion in the culture. And anyone who's donated any of our past pledge drives, my hat off to you. You've really made that possible. And if you're new to the program, if you're new to Relevant, I know there's many people who just found us recently. We come to listeners about four times a year. And this is one of those times that we come. And this is the toughest pledge drive of the year, to be honest with you. And so we've got great content. I want to talk about Afghanistan. I want to get you plugged into what's happening in Haiti. I want to tell you about, I'll tell you something. I hope you stay tuned for me because this is bizarre. This is one of those things that I hope you'll support Relevant Radio for because we're going to bring some rationality to the culture. The Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine published a new guideline to affirm the organization's commitment to gender equality and health equality. Terms related, now listen to this, okay? Just try to get your head around these terms. Terms related to breastfeeding mothers will now include chest feeding and human milk feeding individuals. Human milk feeding individuals. Not all people who give birth, they say, can lactate, identify as female. Hello? What planet are they from? I don't get this, right? See, but that is why Relevant Radio is so important, isn't it? Because we're not buying into this cultural malaise that's out there right now, this great deception that is unfolding around us, this ability, this desire of the culture to break up families, to redefine what God has created. Now, that's not what we do here. So I invite you to do this. I'm gonna share with you some news, but before I do, I'm gonna give you a number. Please put this in your speed dial, and if you could make a pledge right now to support this program, to support this network, I'll tell you what, I'd be really grateful. Dollar for dollar match today, okay? And the number is 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Anything you can give, I'm telling you, I'd be very, very grateful for. And please go ahead and do that. And just as a side note, Relevant Radio, after this pledge drive is over, is going to tithe. We want to give to one of the poorest nations in the Western Hemisphere, Haiti. I was there, and I'll tell you about that a little bit later. Man, I've never seen such abject poverty and such suffering. And those are our brothers, and those are our sisters. So if you can help, this is the best day to give because you're going to get that match, and you're also going to help other people as well. I'm going to call you to prayer. I'm going to call you to prayer for peace. I'll fill you in on what's happening in Afghanistan coming up, but speaking of Haiti, there was an earthquake, and it's hard to get your head around these things. I mean, 7.2 on the Richter scale is a massive earthquake. It is a massive earthquake. The devastation that comes from something like that is unparalleled. And I got to be honest with you. I mean, I'll be really direct with you. We come from the most affluent nation in the world. We are the greatest nation in the world. We are blessed from sea to shining sea. Haiti is the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere. Okay, they are the poorest. These people suffer. Women are giving their kids away. They can't eat. You know, their children have no future. And then you see a country like this already on its knees, having to deal with their homes devastated, buildings collapsed, people wounded and injured. See, COVID is rampant in that country right now. Current death toll, they're estimating, is around 1,300 people, but is expected to rise. You know what else is on the heels of all this? If you've been following any of the weather, there is a tropical depression named Grace. It's on top of the island with 35-mile-an-hour winds and a lot of rain. You're going to hear more about that when we pray the chaplet coming up, because I really do want to pray for our brothers and sisters in Haiti. In fact, if you want to, you can take a look. And Maggie, maybe post a couple now. We'll post a couple later when we deal with the Haiti segment. I was in Haiti back in 2017, and I'm going to post right now. Maggie's got a few photos from my trip. If you want to see some of the beautiful children that were there, you can even see a church that's been devastated. If you go to at Drew Mariani Show, you'll be able to check out and see some of the photos from when I was in Haiti. It was an eye-opening experience. I saw poverty in Africa when I was there. But boy, I'll tell you what, the Haitian people, they suffer on a lot of fronts too, not just this weather and poverty. But you know what else they suffer from? They suffer from a spiritual malady there too. Voodoo is very strong in that country. And if I get a chance, I can maybe talk about that. But, you know, speaking of storms, Tropical Storm Fred is threatening the panhandle of Florida as well. And if you are listening to me in Alabama or Georgia, get ready. It's expected to move in on you as well. Winds of 60 miles an hour, and it's not a hurricane, but it's still a very dangerous storm. Wildfires in the West, you know, we have drought. Look at Lake Mead and so many other places, right? It's not even hurricane season yet. We're beginning to see this type of violence, though. And then please pray for, just pray for our leadership. Yesterday I prayed my rosary, and I offered it up for our nation, that God would protect us from degeneration, disaster, and war. And I prayed for our leadership as well. We got a lot going on our southern border as well. The number of migrants crossing our border without authorization, a federal judge has just ruled that the Biden administration now has to re-implement the Remain in Mexico policy. Okay, that's what a federal judge just mandated. And that's the policy that President Trump actually started. So the states of Texas and Missouri, they sued the administration after the policy was ended, and the judge, a Trump appointee, agreed with them. The ruling isn't effective for another week to give the administration a chance to appeal. So this will go back and forth in the courts. And again, because we do have a pledge drive today, I have a slightly amended schedule. I'll dive into some of these in greater detail for you a little bit later. But here's one other story that I just want you to be aware of, and I won't talk about it today, but I think this is something worth a conversation. As you know, there was that tragedy that happened at Sandy Hook, and it seems like yesterday. We talk about time flying. The Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting took place, 2012, right? So some of the parents of the children who were killed there, they sued the gun maker, Remington, because Remington manufactured the gun the shooter used. And the manufacturer offered the parents a chance to settle the suit for about $33 million. And lawyers for nine families involved in the suit called the offer grossly inadequate. Now, again, I'm not going to dive into this right now, but just to give you some perspective on it, I mean, and I know there's an argument for it, but you're going to sue the gun manufacturer because somebody with mental illness or some other agenda went and injured innocent people. That's like suing Ford or Chevy or Honda or anybody else because somebody got behind the wheel drunk. I don't necessarily get that, and maybe we'll look at that. We'll look at the argument coming up a little bit later. So I'll tell you, I'm going to take a short break, all right? And when we come back, we'll talk more. I want to bring you up to speed on an event that is happening right now. I want to keep you plugged into what's happening internationally. And the events unfolding in Afghanistan go all the way back to the Clinton administration, believe it or not. I got a little history I'll bring you up to speed on. Chaos right now at the airport as dozens of people are clamoring for space on military planes. It's bedlam in Afghanistan right now, and I want to give you some perspective on that when we return. But if you could, and I'll ask you one more time, if you don't mind, I'd be really grateful if you could simply go to relevantradio.com and make a pledge. All right, I could use you in this hour. We could really use support for this apostolate. And if you enjoy me getting you plugged in to the latest news and issues of the day, and quite often try to give you a moral perspective on this, try to give you some history, try to give you a look you're not going to get from any other news agency or any other news source, because it's a unique perspective I try to give you every day, then please help. Relevant Radio's got a dollar-for-dollar match, and your support keeps this program and all the great programming at Relevant Radio on the air. That's relevantradio.com. Dollar-for-dollar match, tax-deductible gift. And I'm telling you, we need you. Please give there right now or call 877-291-0123.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, Executive Director of Relevant Radio. Have you heard what we have for you? Today only, for a donation of $20 a month or $240 for the year, a Relevant Radio baseball cap. They're really sharp. It's blue with a Relevant Radio logo in white. And just think, someone may see that Relevant Radio logo on your hat and ask, Relevant Radio, what's that? And you can tell them that they're going to hear terrific, faith-filled talk all day, every day. It's a perfect opportunity for you to evangelize. The Relevant Radio blue baseball cap is yours for your gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. Now, the baseball cap is only available today. Did I mention that we have matching funds this hour? So your $20 a month gift gets doubled? Donate now at relevantradio.com or tap on the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123.
Ball caps, very sharp. You are going to look great when you get yours. 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. We have a brand new donor, Maria Lupe, who is in Los Angeles. She pitched in $20 a month, and she is getting her Relevant Radio baseball cap. 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. Drew was talking about Haiti just a moment ago, and that is a country that I visited probably, I want to say it was close to 20 years ago now. And things are not good in Haiti. Wow. On a good day. But to have a 7.2 earthquake devastate the country, 1,300 people dead, it is absolutely awful. Relevant Radio will contribute this week during our pledge drive. We're going to contribute 10% of this week's total to relieve the suffering of those in Haiti affected by the earthquake. So, hey, whatever you can do there is just another big reason to give to Relevant Radio this week. RelevantRadio.com on the app or 877-291-0123, Drew.
Yeah, you know, Neil, and I didn't know you were there. That's phenomenal. Yeah. I was there, and I've been to a lot of different countries. Shocking. The abject poverty that's there. And I want to publicly applaud Father Rocky on the air here. Last night, I got an email from him. It went to a number of people, and they asked, do you think we should give should we tithe back to God for his generosity to us and help our brothers and sisters? 55% of the country's Catholic. Should we give to Haiti during this pledge drive? And overwhelmingly, everybody said yes. I think it's so important to give to keep Catholic radio on the air. And if Relevant Radio in turn can pass on some generosity to help those who have far less than us, look, today's the best day to give. You're not only going to help Relevant, but you're going to help those who really need God's mercy. And really, we can offer a lot of relief. Churches are devastated. Hospitals are devastated. People are wounded. If you could help now, please, it's a great time to give. Let me give you the number. It's 877-291-0123. So call now. Make that pledge. 877-291-0123. The best way to do it, though, is online at relevantradio.com.
Yeah, that's right, Drew. And if you do give online this week, we have a very special download for you. Our number one prayer request is for, you know, bring our kids back to the faith. Grandkids have left the faith. And we have a brand new MP3 download. When you give online this week, we have the new download, Bring Them Back. Yeah. It's Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond having about a 45-minute conversation. And they'll tell you, give you some great advice on how to speak to your kids and other family who have left the church. Awesome. 877-291-0123 on the app or relevantradio.com.
I'll tell you what, is my mic on? And the bumper didn't run great. Let me just pick it up right here. Welcome back. It's good to be here with you. I'm Drew Mariani. And in a second, Dr. Jeffrey Shaw is going to be stopping by. As always, when you tune in, I try to get you plugged in to the most important issues of the day and do that through the eyes of our faith. And I know you've heard this weekend, you've heard today, that the government of Afghanistan has totally collapsed. It's been taken over by the Taliban again. And here's the thing. I mean, I said to my wife last night, I was watching the news, and I'm like, It's absolutely amazing. We leave the, one of the greatest militaries in the history of the world, and in less than, what, a week or two, the Taliban has taken all that territory back for 20 years. Mostly American troops have been keeping the Taliban at bay, and they've been trying to establish some kind of democratic government. The latest stats, this dates from April of this year, show that 2,500 American servicemen and women have been killed during the country's longest-running war. This is our longest-running war, and American blood has been shed. Americans have been wounded. In fact, more contractors have lost their lives than American soldiers have over there. So the president is scheduled to address the nation a little bit later today. I'm going to bring that to you. We're going to record it. I'll break it down for you. Unfortunately, the efforts right now seem to have failed as the Taliban has taken over the entire country in just 10 short days. They're freeing prisoners. And the U.S. has been evacuating its personnel. Some Afghans who supported our troops over the last 20 years, they're getting on choppers as well. Scenes from the airport there in Kabul show utter chaos. Thousands of ordinary Americans crowded on the tarmac. They're holding on to huge planes. They're trying, you know, as they were taking off, trying to get out from under Taliban rule. Because if they're caught, you know, already women are being flogged. A lot of people are being executed for fighting back or resisting. There are reports circulating that over the last 20 years, house churches have been established around the country, and members of those churches are going to be martyred in the coming days. I'm joined right now by a person who will give you a very raw and honest look at what's unfolding, Jeffrey Shull. He's seen it all before. He's the president of the Alexandrian Defense Group and an expert in counterinsurgency warfare. He joins me today. Dr. Shull, welcome back. It's good to have you here.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, Drew. I'm very pleased to help out.
We have a slightly amended schedule, so I don't have a whole lot of time today, but I'd love your perspective on this. Should the U.S. have even gone into Afghanistan? This is bizarre. It's our longest-running war. We leave the country, and in 10 days, it's completely all that effort, all that blood, all that treasure gone. Give me your perspective on what's unfolding and ultimately why we got in and what we're now seeing.
Okay, well, first, before I say anything, just so I don't get accused of being a Monday morning quarterback, because there's a lot of them out there right now, I warned a NATO meeting about this back in the fall of 2006. I said you should be talking to them now, and because if they're still there after you've hit them, in all the literature and history we have of counterinsurgency and insurgency, they're not going away. In fact, they will only come back stronger. And I made myself as about as popular as that proverbial skunk at the garden party. And only one guy talked to me afterwards, and he was the German military attaché to Ottawa. But anyways, so what I'm saying now is basically what I've always said. Yeah. It's nothing new. First of all, there's Taliban and there's Taliban. There's some really bad guys and there's some not so bad guys. Right. And it's always been that way. There's also a lot of foreign fighters in under the banner, some really ferocious ones from the former Soviet Caucasus. The Chechens are just absolutely hell-bent for leather. Yeah, they are. They're tough nuts. And then, of course, you have Taliban back and forth across the border, Pakistan, which is, you know, that's to be expected because they never recognized that border since the British put it in. It's not, was it necessary to oust the Taliban? I've always argued this, so this is nothing new. No, it wasn't. They are definitely different from Al-Qaeda. They wanted Al-Qaeda gone. They had, after the coal thing, they knew America was going to, you know, the blowing up of the coal in Aden, if I've got my ship names right. They had put out feelers, back channel feelers. They said, look, we are not happy with this. We've got to come up with a solution. These guys are not our friends. They're here since the war against the Soviets, the Arabs, and they're causing us trouble. But if you attack us front on, we have to defend them because of our Pashtunwali code. They are our guests. No matter how bad your guest is under that code, you have to defend them.
Wow.
So they were looking for ways, but that all got overridden with 9/11. And another thing, people blamed them for the blowing up of the great Buddha statues at Bamiyan.
Right.
They did not actually do that. They took the... I got this right from David Loyne, the BBC But we had a big interview, and David told me.
Who did? I mean, who? Because you see,
the Taliban did it. The Al Qaeda did that.
Okay, the Taliban.
He had talked to the Taliban interior minister about that, who was in tears.
Terrible.
He said, we don't support Buddhism, but that's our history, and we didn't do that. And he apparently was in tears about it. So, I mean, they're not all. There's some brutes and there's some non-brutes.
Dr. Shaw, give me a perspective on this. We spent 20 years there. We are the best military in the world, fighting against really this ragtag army, if you will, the Taliban, building up, training the Afghanistan's own military, and yet that country was taken back in 10 days by a inferior force. What happened?
Here's what happened. First of all, technologically, and again, this is what I started off my talk with. I'm just looking at it all those years ago. In Tanino, I said, look, you've got all the gear. But those guys have a martyr's face. And that if I look at history, I'm going to say in the end, spirit will win over material.
Yeah.
They didn't want to hear that. Yeah. But
what do you think the president is going to be saying or addressing? I know he's going to be making a public address. Any clue as to what the Biden administration is going to be saying to the nation?
I expect a lot of blame will get shuffled onto Trump and the previous. That's to be expected. Okay. That I wouldn't worry about. Getting back to what we were talking about, why they collapse so fast. Well, because it's just tradition in Afghanistan. When you see which way the wind is blowing, you switch sides and join the better force that seems it's going to win. It's not so much a collapse. It's just that that's the way it goes there. That's their history. They've done it time and again. We had an ally there, when we went in, Rashid Dostum, who had switched. They called him the revolving door commander, but he was very powerful. He ran the north, the northwest there, Mazar Sharif. But he switched sides so many times. Even when the Russians were there, they called him the revolving door commander. Uh-huh. But because he wanted, that's their history. There's nothing new under the sun here. It's shocking to us, but it's not as calamitous as everybody's saying it is. It's Afghanistan.
And let's talk about that for a minute. I have less than a minute, so you'll have to make this short.
Sure.
The Russians, had a terrible time in Afghanistan, and apparently we did too. What is it about that country and the defense of these people?
Well, it's that they're so it's not really a country. It's so disorganized. There's so many, very often, like just as now, when the Russians were there, they found the different groups fighting each other.
That's true.
The only thing that united them was to fight the Russians. And the Russians, by the way, killed a hell of a lot more than we did. They carpet bombed areas and everything else. When they stampeded over 3 million people out of there. Yeah. Out of there. I met some Russian Soviet, ex-Soviet vets up in Kyiv when I was there, and they were a tough crew, and they actually, they liked to, a lot of them went back and married Afghan girls and even settled down.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Their idea, they lived a much rougher life, so the poverty of Afghanistan didn't bother them. But the point was, they said, we just got tired of killing them. They just kept coming back.
Doctor, I wish I had much more time. We have a slightly amended schedule today because we're in a relevant radio pledge drive. But you and I will talk later in the week because this is a story that continues to develop. And I look forward to us being able to do that uninterrupted.
Sure.
My apologies to you, but thank you so much for making time for us.
Okay, we'll talk later.
Thank you. That's Dr. Jeffrey Shaw. I'll be right back.
You hear about it on the Drew Mariani Show day in and day out here on Relevant Radio, the Relevant Radio app, and at relevantradio.com. Neil Robbins joining Drew for just a couple of minutes here. More great talk programming coming up on Drew's show in just a couple of minutes at Relevant Radio. School starting back up for kids all across the country, and Relevant Radio is continuing its ongoing education of spiritual and religious ed for anybody who tunes in. So we ask you to consider helping us pay the tuition for anybody listening to Relevant Radio so you and others can keep learning about the faith, keep learning about Jesus Christ every single day. Whatever you can give, hey, if everybody does a little bit, we're going to hit that need of $2.7 million by the end of the week. So give online at relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123. I think we are at 72 people have given this hour, and we're looking for 150 by the end of this hour. So can you help us get to that 150? We have a dollar for dollar match right now. Whatever you give will be doubled this hour. So get a hold of us, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, or Drew on the Relevant Radio app.
And let me just thank those 70-some people who've already stepped forward. Thank you very much. You know, what we do here at Relevant is so important. I mean, not only are we bringing to you Christ, bringing to you the faith, educating and answering those questions and helping you in that journey with our Lord, but also, you know, we're Catholics, we're Christians, we're followers of Christ. We have to live in this world. You know, we have to deal with finance, we have to deal with COVID, we've got to deal with what happens around the world and how it impacts our nation and our military and so many other things. And that's what we do here. I try to give you that perspective every day, I try to get you plugged into the biggest stories of the day through the eyes of our faith. And I could really use your support today. If you could help support Relevant Radio, there's such diverse programming from early in the morning throughout the day, all serving a different need and a different purpose. There's nothing on the radio like this. There's nothing like it. Get behind it. If you're proud of your faith, if you want something like this that preaches the truth and gives you rationality and a look at life through the eyes of faith, then call right now, 877-291-0123, or go online to relevantradio.com. That's the best way to give, relevantradio.com. There's a dollar-for-dollar match there for you, and we'll also help Haiti. Neil?
Amen, amen, Drew. And be part of the solution. Give to Relevant Radio at 877-291-0123, a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, looking for 150 people to step forward and say, yeah, absolutely, we support you, Drew. We support Relevant Radio. Give on the app at relevantradio.com or at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Yeah, I know you're saying, what? Another pledge drive? We got four of them a year. This is the toughest one. I'm a straight shooter with you. I don't pull punches. I tell you what I think, and I'm always honest with you. I don't sugarcoat things, whether it comes to the church or to my own foibles. You know, I want to be honest with you. Yeah, we got four pledge drives. This is our August. This is a tough one. If you could help keep this program, if you enjoy the Drew Mariani Show, and if you enjoy Relevant Radio in general, help support it. And we're listener-supported Catholic talk radio. Let me just, if you're just joining me, I've got something I want to share with you coming up, but I'll just fill you in on what's happening here. Got a phone call. I got an email last night. You know, Father Rocky sent to me and to Patrick Madrid and some other people, and we were just talking about the crisis in Haiti and the devastation and the suffering of the people there. And we were like, oh my gosh, it's so horrible. And Father says, look, we have to help them some way. So he thought it'd be a good idea that when this pledge drive is over, that Relevant Radio is going to tithe. We're going to give to help our brothers and sisters in that Catholic country, which is just being devastated by natural calamity and by disease. And it's a charitable thing to do. You can never outgive God. I mean, I believe that so much. You know, I get phone calls from certain people who sometimes, Drew, I need, you know, can you help me? Can you do this? And even when I can't really afford to do it, I do it because I know I can't outgive God. Now, I'm not asking you to give if you can't afford to, okay? That's not what I'm saying here. But if God has blessed you, then prayerfully consider doing it, because when you help Relevant Radio today, you get matched dollar for dollar, plus you help our brothers and sisters in Haiti. I think it's a two-for-one, if you will. You know, your money gets matched, but man, you're helping us and you're helping others. And I know God's going to multiply that all the way around. God's going to bless Relevant. God's going to bless you. God's going to bless our brothers and sisters who are suffering. So call 877-291-0123. Make a pledge. Or if not, use your mobile app or go online at relevantradio.com. Make it there. It's a great way to give, and you're going to be really blessed for doing it. Trust me on that. I know you will be blessed. I'm convinced of it. I've seen it. You know, God loves us so much, He gives us gifts, right? And there are some very tangible gifts. One came from St. Simon Stock. He received the scapular, right? And I love this. I have a scapular on right now. One of the promises our Blessed Mother made to St. Simon Stock was that whoever dies clothed in the scapular shall not suffer eternal life. Now, we should probably explain that, and I will do that coming up with Father Stephen Lesneski, who's going to be stopping by. But another great promise was this. I promise you, the Virgin Mary, it promised, you know, protection and intercession. I mean, it's a sacramental. I've known exorcists who've dealt with scapulars, right? They and the reaction to the possessed with these things has been quite dramatic. 1917, Our Lady requested five things, right? When she appeared in Fatima, she called for, you know, consecration to her Immaculate Heart. She wanted us to have devotion to the first five Saturdays, right? She wanted us to do a daily offering for the conversion of sinners. She asked that we pray five decades of the rosary every day. And then you know what the fifth thing was? And this is often forgotten. She appeared with St. Joseph at this apparition, but she appeared wearing this. She came wearing the scapular. And she said that wearing the scapular is a sign of consecration to her. You are wearing her cloth. Now, Our Lady didn't use those words, but she held her scapular in the skies in that very last appearance in Fatima. And Lucia, who it was said by Our Lady, would live in order to spread devotion to her Immaculate Heart, explained that Our Lady did this. You know what she said? The great sister Lucia, she said, because she wants everyone to wear the scapular. Do you have a scapular? I bet if you went to Catholic school, you were probably enrolled in it. Maggie, you don't have a scapular? All right, I'm getting you a scapular.
No, I don't have a
scapular. I am going to give you a scapular. I don't know if you've ever been enrolled. Have you been enrolled when you were in grade school or anything? Never?
No.
I'm going to get you enrolled, too. You need a scapular. The lady said the rosary and the scapular are inseparable. And the reason for wearing the scapular is because it's a sign of your consecration, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I'm going to hook you up with one. I'm going to definitely give you a scapular.
Right.
Glad to do that for you.
Great.
I'm joined right now by a man who called me and said, Drew, I feel called to spread devotion to the scapular. And I said, well, Father, why don't you come on, share this with everyone else, and let's talk a little bit about this powerful sacramental that has been forgotten in large part. It's a delight to be joined right now by Father Stephen Lesneski. He's a wonderful priest, a great pro-life champion, an author of a number of books. He's written on divine mercy and on the Eucharist and so much more. He's working on a new book, too, on the scapular. Father, welcome. Good to have you here.
Oh, I'm so happy to be with you guys. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to talk to you about the scapular, because many Catholics know about it, but many Catholics do not. So it's a great opportunity to increase the amount of people knowing about this great sacramental we have in the scapular.
I was surprised Maggie didn't have a scapular, Father. So why don't you fill everyone in? There's a lot of people who say, I don't know what the heck the scapular is. You Catholics are kind of crazy. What's a scapular? I know about a rosary, but fill us in,
well,
Father.
Well, I mean, when I give scapulars to people at the hospitals and stuff, because usually when people are sick, I anoint them, and God help. I help them get the confession and give them communion, and we do the divine mercy. And then I draw a scapular, and they go, I haven't seen that since I was a little kid. and they're glad to get one. And I've seen many blessings and miracles occur when they receive one. Many people who don't want to go to confession, after I put one on, I could tell them just something comes over them and they turn peaceful and more open to the opportunity to confess. So it's a great grace. The brown scapular came, as we know, from St. Simon Stock in 1251. He was born in Kent, England, and at 12 years old, he went to the monastery and he did penance and a lot of prayers and suffering for souls, and he was being attacked by the church at that time, the Carmelites, and he prayed, Blessed Mother, please help us, help the people. And our Mother Mary appeared to him with this brown scapular, and it was a garment that actually the Carmelites, the name of the order which they have now, they put it up on their chest and back, and it goes over, through their neck, almost like a chasuble, but very small, it's trimmed down.
Wow.
And that's their scapular. And actually, a few days after he received that, the promise that you already mentioned, it's a promise that it just baffles my mind how beautiful it is. And so those who wear the scapular, of course, it's not magic, with love and devotion, to try to be chaste, to try to always be obedient to God's will and keep his commandments, will never lose their soul, will never suffer the pains of fire of hell. It's incredible prayer. So if you die wearing it, it's an incredible sign. And there are incredible signs. Well, let me tell the miracle. Well, St. Simon Stock heard one of the brothers. He had his brother was dying, and he was wanted to get to confession, and he wasn't. I mean, he wanted to get talked to a priest, but he was too afraid to talk to him, and wasn't sure if God was going to forgive him. But when he laid his scapular, he took part of the scapular he was wearing over it and put it on his body. Incredible peace. And then a different demeanor came over him, and he wanted to go to confession, and he died with incredible peace with him and his soul after he got to receive the sacraments of confession. And so that's like one of the first blessings of the scapular. So the scapular is an incredible sign. It's almost like you were saying, it's a sign of your consecration. I would say it's almost, in a sense, sometimes like a wedding ring.
Yeah.
You know, you wear that wedding ring, and it's signs that your love, your consecration to your wife, your devotion and to your spouse.
Yeah.
So it's incredible. It's incredible. And I was reading about the sacraments. You know, we know what a sacrament is. I love the definition of what it says in the catechism, the Baltimore Catechism. It's an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. That's a sacrament. And so we get grace from the seven sacraments. But they said the sacramentals are more what they are, a definition is preparation to receive grace.
I love it.
And so you get, you know, and they come through blessings.
Yeah.
They come through objects and through people. And so if I bless you, you're in a way that it becomes a sacramental.
Hey, Father, let's do this. I want to grab a couple calls. We have a slightly amended schedule today. So if you want to get in, I'd love to hear your brown scapular story. I know Father would as well. The number to join me in the studio, we're live today. I'd love to talk with you. It's 888-914-9149. Tom is listening in Tracy, California. Tom was a police officer. He's got a story to share. Tom, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
I have a quick little story to share. I was working patrol years ago, and a young man was probably about 17 years old, driving recklessly, kind of doing some donuts in the street and stuff. So I chased him down a couple of blocks. He ended up pulling into the driveway of his house where his mother and grandmother came running out of the house, and they were both crying, and he was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." And pretty much, you know, if you tow the car, it's always going to cost the family, right? The parents,
that's true.
Not the kid.
That's true.
Anyway, I noticed the scapula around his neck, and I'm like, "Hey, pull that out." I go, "Who gave you that?" "Oh, my grandmother right there." And so all family members start pulling him out, and I go, "I tell you what, you're Catholic. If you believe in this, then I'm gonna cut you the deal of the day. You're going to park this car, you're going to give the keys to your mom, and you're going to walk down to the church." And this was in the city of East Palo Alto.
Wow.
I go, which is also in California. I go, "You go down and you talk to Father Goody, and you tell him, you know, you just got stopped, and you've been sentenced to yard work."
Wow.
"Now, if I come back and find out you didn't do that, then we'll come and take the car. How's that sound?"
Wow.
Everybody was happy, and of course, I drive away, and I think may or may not happen, right? Sure enough, he went down and started and had a nice conversation with Father Goody, and I just thought, hey, there's a little intervention for him.
Well, there it is, the right? Mother saved his butt.
That's so awesome.
Exactly, exactly. So I thought it was a good little story to share.
That's a beautiful story. Thank you.
Tom, I wish I got pulled over by a guy like you. That's awesome. I love that. That's such a great story. And Father, I love that too. What a great story! You know, our God does intervene. He does. Perhaps as you pointed out, Father, Our Lady saved him. Maybe all those prayers of his grandmother. But I love Tom's act of mercy there, because that's a big lesson. That kid will not do that again. He will not do that again. Father, hold the thought.
I mean, how many policemen are going to do that?
No,
that's God's grace.
I got to take a short pause here because we're up against the clock. When we come back, we'll talk more. My guest today, Father Stephen Lesniewski. If you want to join us, share your scapular story. I love Tom's. 888-914-9149. He also helped the church because they got some yard work done. I love that. I'll also share with you something I once read a long time ago. You know, the phenomenon of incorruptibility always fascinates me. With the scapular, that seems to be the case. I'll tell you what, when I return.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Jen Fulweiler is my guest.
It is so great to be here. I'm a big fan of Relevant Radio. The biggest thing that helped me with my loneliness is, I think it was right 2005, 2006, my city, Austin, Texas, got Relevant Radio. And I would drive around. I was not Catholic. I wasn't even sure if I was going to become Catholic. But I'd put my baby in the car for his nap. I'd let him nap in the car, and I would drive all over Austin just aimlessly, not going anywhere, just for a couple of hours, just so I could listen to Relevant Radio. That was a really pivotal part of my conversion.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported. Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com. Or call 1-877-291-0123.
Love that miracle moment with comedian Jen Fulweiler just a moment ago here on Relevant Radio. And it reminds me of a trucker who is the star of another miracle moment, this pledge drive. And he found us just scanning the radio dial in Kentucky. And he came across Relevant Radio and he thought, what's that? You know, and then he hit the button, the scan button again, and well, another relevant radio station popped up. So he decided, okay, well,
maybe, I love it.
Maybe I should listen to this. And his life, as he says in the Miracle Moment, wow, has never been the same. 877-291-0123. Give online on the app or at relevantradio.com. That's what your donation does. It helps change lives. You can give in any dollar amount. We have matching funds this hour for the next 13 minutes at least. So get a hold of us right now and your gift will be doubled. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123. Drew, going for 150 people calling us this hour, giving online.
I
believe we have about 40 to go, so we can do that in the next 13 minutes or so.
All right, 40 minutes to go. I'm sorry, 40 minutes to go. 13 minutes to go, right? We need 40 more, Neil. Could I have 40 heroic, selfless, very generous givers in the next few moments? It'd be a great day to do that. We need to start Monday strong. And I know if you're just tuning in, we have our August pledge drive. And August is tough. I'm honest with you, man. It really is a hard pledge drive. And I know things are tough out there as well. If you could give anything, it'll get matched dollar for dollar right now, okay? And when this pledge drive is over, part of your gift to Relevant Radio, Relevant Radio wants to go ahead and we're going to help our brothers and sisters in Haiti. We're going to tithe a portion of what comes in here to help those who have a lot less than all of us. So could you help? Go online right now, relevantradio.com, or call 877-291-0123. And Neil, if you go online or you use the mobile app, do you get a download as well? Do you get a free audio download like we did in the years past?
Yeah, absolutely. And this one, it's about 45 minutes long, brand new. It's Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond having a conversation of about how to speak to your kids and other family members who have left the church. It's called Bring Them Back, and they give you some great tips, great advice on how to bring, how to talk to your kids, grandkids, how to talk to other family members who have left the church, how to bring them back.
Yeah, that's
Patrick and
Josh. I had dinner with Patrick Friday night. I think we hung out. He said that CD is awesome, and it will be a tremendous help to you. So call right now, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com. Neil?
877-291-0123. $20 a month will get you that sharp Relevant Radio baseball cap. Give online for that at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. All the issues, all the topics, one place.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with me. It is a delight, really, to spend my afternoon with you. 10 minutes from now, you and I will storm heaven, and we'll ask God for his great mercy. And I am so grateful for that opportunity more than anything, just to stop and pray with you. I love it. And I just feel the presence of the Holy Spirit so powerfully when we do that together. So if I could have, 40 heroic people, if you could make a sacrifice early in the pledge drive, don't wait to the end. If you could do it today, it'd be great. If you can. If you can't, look, do me a favor, just pray. I don't worry about this stuff. I know God's going to touch the hearts he wants to touch. I know he's going to give us what we need, not a penny more, not a penny less. And if you want to be part of that, again, relevantradio.com, or just call 877-291-0123. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Father Stephen Lesneski about the Brown Scapular. And this is a powerful sacramental. I wear sacramentals. I carry my rosary. I wear a scapular. Satan hates these things. They do offer, I believe, a level of spiritual protection. And not only has Our Lady and many of her apparitions, whether it's the Simon Stock or in Fatima or so many other places, talked about the power of this sacramental. I remember reading a story one time about Pope Gregory the X, right? He was buried wearing a scapular. When his tomb was opened 600 years after his death, everything was decayed, his clothes, his body, right? His scapular was found like new. It was found intact. In the graves of St. John Bosco, St. Alphonse Liguori, although everything else in their grave was corrupted and decayed, the scapulars were found intact. St. Alphonse said that if we did just a little more than Our Lady asked us, that we would not even go to purgatory. That's the saint. That's not my words. That's him. You know, and what she tells us to do, to pray, right? To amend our lives, to return to her son. Our Lady asked us to pray the rosary. Our Lady asked us to wear the scapular. I think we should all be doing it. I'm joined right now by Father Stephen. And Father, I know you got tons of stories as well that you want to share. So I only got a couple moments. Love to hear, you know, what you'd love to share with us.
Sure. I mean, quickly talking about the Pope John Paul II. Remember when he was shot in St. Peter's Square?
Sure.
They had to do an operation, a surgery to remove the bullet. He told them, he's conscious, says, "Do not take my scapular off if you do this operation." And they didn't. They listened to him. So he loved wearing his scapular. Wow. He never took it off. And I'm sure he knew that protection of Mary helped save his life that day. So that's kind of neat that he wore it, and he had great devotion to it, knowing that he didn't want to take it off.
I love it.
I get the amazing stories. I'll tell you one quick one. A story, when I'm working in California, there's a priest, a friend of mine, he said he at first wasn't a Catholic. He converted and became a Protestant, and praise God, he later became a priest. And he said that he learned about the scapular from other Catholics, so he knew what it was, and he was called to do anointing of a sick in the middle of the night. He said someone was dying, and so he got up and went to the hospital. And when he arrived, they said, "I'm so sorry, Father, that the patient you came had passed away about a half hour ago." He said, "That's okay. Let me go and say a blessing by the body." And he was praying and blessing the body, and in front of the doctor and the nurse, the person started moving and sat up. They started freaking out because they already had the death certificate with his name on it. And the guy said, "Father, I've been waiting for you. I have my scapular. I need to go to confession with you." Wow. And he said the guy actually looked like he came from the dead just to get the confession.
Wow, that's awesome.
But he put this in his own bulletin. That's how I found out. I was reading his bulletin, and he says, "The power of the scapular." And I asked him about it. He said, "It's true. It's a true experience he had."
Father, I only have about 2 minutes left, so I'm going to give you those final 2 minutes. And I know you'd love people to write to you. I know you'd love to have them share stories of the scapular. What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, if you could email me, because I'm writing, as you mentioned, I wrote a book called The Miracles of Divine Mercy. Now I'm doing The Miracles of the Brown Scapular. And so I have a lot of stories, but maybe if there's a few more stories out there, if people want to write to me in an email, I might use it. So I'll give you my email. It's G, it's S-G, S-G, and then I'll spell my last name, LESNIEWSKI, and it's at gmail.com. I'll repeat it in a moment. Sure. But people got, you know, simple stories. Don't have to be great, miraculous story. Anyhow, the scapulars helped them. I remember I wore my scapular when I was in college, and that was the first time I was going out to California. I almost passed away. Wow. And I had a car accident, and I believe it was the scapular I was wearing to help save my life.
Wow.
that day.
Wow.
So the scapular, it's not only just, it's protection physical too. Sometimes all these miracles that happen, healings, all sorts of stuff. The scapular, of course, is to keep us, you know, in God's good grace. It helps us to love God and be faithful to God and protects us in all sorts of ways. So if you have any kind of story that relates to the scapular, you could go ahead and email me at sgleSNIEWSKI@gmail.com. Well, and then I'll be glad to communicate with you guys.
I'll tell you, Father. Maggie, maybe you could put that up. Well, if you follow us on Twitter, at Drew Mariani Show, we'll put Father's email there. I know that might be hard for you to write down. Send him your stories. It'd be wonderful. Love to hear them. I'll be right back.
And we are asking you to reach out and respond to Relevant Radio. Hi, it's Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani for the next 5 minutes or so, asking for your pledge to help Relevant Radio pay the bills over the next couple of months here. 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. And if you've been listening for a while, you know the great programming, the sane programming that you get here on Relevant Radio, day in and day out, and we need you to help us raise $2.7 million this week. Now, more than likely, you can't wipe out that entire $2.7 all by yourself. So if everybody just pitches in whatever they can, we'll all get there together. And one more reason to give this week, an additional reason, after that devastating 7.2 earthquake in Haiti over the weekend, the powers here at Relevant Radio got together and decided that we're going to contribute 10% of this week's pledge drive revenue to help relieve the suffering of those in Haiti who are affected by the earthquake. Another reason to give to Relevant Radio, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, and on the Relevant Radio app. And Drew, we are seeing the pledges come in. We have a dollar for dollar match, and we are down to only needing 27 more people to step forward and support Relevant Radio right now on the app at relevantradio.com or at 877-291-0123.
Well, I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you for your generosity. And I'm going to ask you if you could. I know you might have given in previous pledge drives. Maybe you're new to Relevant. Today, in a special way, be generous. You're going to see a lot of news coverage about those who are suffering in Haiti. I really want to commend the leadership here at Relevant Radio for saying, hey, we need to tithe. We need to give back to God as well and to help those that have less. So when you give today, as Neil pointed out, you get a dollar for dollar match. Whatever you give, your $20 automatically becomes $40. Plus, you're going to be helping somebody who has a lot less than both you and I. So could you do that right now? It's an act of mercy. It really is. It's an act of charity. It's an act of love. You'll never be able to give back. You'll never be able to outgive God, because when you give, you just simply give back to what belongs to God. Right now, online, relevantradio.com, or you can call us at 877-291-0123. In 3 minutes, I need about 20 people. So would you stand with us in this hour? Be part of this day. Be part of this hour. Be part of this pledge drive. Make a difference in someone else's life and perform that act of mercy. You're going to feel good when you do it. You're going to be blessed when you do it. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
Yeah, we don't know what's, of course, going to happen in the next several months, what's going to happen in the news. We do know I have COVID. We've got some of the stores that I visited over the weekend, it was back to wearing masks.
Yep.
And so maybe things are heading back that way for a while. But no matter what happens, this beacon of light and truth will be here for you. Give right now at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or on the app. We do have matching funds for the next, I'm looking at the clock, for the next minute and a half or so.
Wow.
We do have matching funds. So please get a hold of us and help Relevant Radio stay on the air. And at the same time, again, 10% of this week's pledge drive revenue will help those suffering so terribly in Haiti, those affected by that terrible earthquake, Drew.
Yeah, and I'll talk about that coming up after the chat, but we're going to pray in a few minutes. You can always get in on board and get your petitions on the air. But right now, before anything else, on behalf of not just those who need to pray the chaplet with us and those who need to learn about the faith and who need to be in a relationship with Jesus Christ, make that phone call. Would you do that for us right now? Would you
seven
please
more, Drew.
Join us? Seven, that's all. Seven in the next minute. We can do that. Get on board with us. Come on, 877-291-0123. Call right now and you will get on. If you give online, there's a special download. Patrick Madrid gave a beautiful presentation along with Josh Raymond, my colleague here, on how to talk to those away from the faith. This is a must listen to, okay? RelevantRadio.com or use your mobile app. Neil?
That's right. It's available when you give online, that MP3 download at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Also want to mention, today only we have these sharp blue and white Relevant Radio baseball caps. That's for $20 a month to Relevant Radio, and the cap is yours, available today only. So make that pledge. The hour's almost out here. Give us a call right now at 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Only need a few more people to step forward. Can you be one of those folks?